Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
The conservative choice for Corporation Commission is clear. That choice, Kim David. Kim David will be an advocate for your Oklahoma conservative values. Kim knows how important low energy costs are to businesses and Oklahoma families. These are pocketbook issues that require strong, consistent conservative leadership. Vote Kim David on August 23rd. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Energy Engaged. 500 Northeast 4th Street, Suite 200, Oklahoma City, 73104. 405-942-2334.
Today's cattle futures ended up mixed on the feeder cattle, 32 higher in August at 176.67. The Septembers were down 25 at 179.42. Now, Septembers were the weakest throughout the day. They were at one point down about $1.50 at 178.10 was the low on the Septembers. October's finished down 12 at 182.35. November feeders up 30 at 184.52. Live cattle were up 70 in August, 135.62. The October's up 105 at 140.60. December live cattle up 72 at 146.15. The drought, just like it's impacting the corn and bean expected production, it's also impacting the number of cattle that are going to the sales. I've heard multiple reports of large herd liquidation in eastern Oklahoma, and normally eastern Oklahoma is not this dry, but they're extremely dry right now. And so the sell barns are having, you know, twice as many head as of cattle as normal. And so it's interesting to note. Now, in 10 years ago when we had the first drought or the last big drought like this, the herd really shrunk in size, and that eventually made the cattle market go up. So we'll see if that happens again this year. But we were up today 70 to a dollar on the live cattle. Lean hogs up $1.67 to $2.30. Putting August up 230 at 112.12.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
For a farmer, every day is different, and every season tells its own story. Make this the year you do it your way. Coron Metra is a foliar fertilizer that lets you decide when the time is right for nutrition. Metra gives you flexibility. It gives your tank efficiency. And Metra gives your crop more than just nitrogen. Coron Metra. The next evolution in crop nutrition. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration before use.
Well, today's grain futures market all over the board, higher all over the board. Corn was the weakest contract, only up 6 to 8 cents here. It looks like the September up 8 at 6.12 and a quarter. December up 7 at 6.10 and three quarters. The bean market and wheat market were the two strongest ones. In November, beans up 38 at 13.80. Kansas City, September up 36.5 at 874. December up 36.75 at 882. The cotton today bounced again at 429 in December at 93 even. That's about 10 cents off the low just Friday morning. So pretty big turnaround here. We're still below some of the critical moving averages there on the cotton. But this drought is for real, and it seems to be getting bigger. People are looking for a lower production number for corn and beans, but betting on a drought and corn and beans going higher is pretty, it's a rare thing. And not that you can't bet on it, not that it won't happen this year, but it's pretty rare. Typically up in the Midwest, they're really consistent in getting crops produced, and the grain genetics and everything just pretty much eliminate the fear of a drought compared to, you know, 20 years ago. But right now the market's locked, the market's up. Currently the U.S. dollar today's down about 63. The dollar's been rallying. That's putting pressure on the export market.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.